Hi, dear.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
Hi, you know, not so great. It's one of those late night recording sessions, but at least we're back in the same room together.
I'm glad to be able to look you in the face, even though you often look in directions that aren't me.
How do you... But they don't know that.
Now they do. God, it's been a hell of a month, dude.
It has been. August is it's the yearly Survive August challenge.
It really is. I don't know why we keep doing this to ourselves, but every August, and I think next year August will also be a Survive August challenge.
Unfortunately, that's the August that we leave. So, indeed.
Womp womp.
Don't womp womp me. I'm gonna go with you. So, hopefully.
So will our dogs.
Oh no. Maybe that's the womp womp.
Okay, dear, I have a question.
Yeah.
We went and saw that Deadpool and Wolverine movie this
week. Lord. You're really going to burn bridges right now?
No, I'm not. I might later. Who knows? We'll see how I'm feeling on this wonderfully well-lit late-night recording.
I don't want the sun to go down.
But the sun is down.
I haven't looked at the window.
And you don't perceive the outdoors.
No, if I could not. I mean, my legs are scratched up from these mosquito bites.
I don't know why you keep scratching them. They go away faster.
Oh, I'd be scratching the fuck out of these bites. I don't give a shit, dude. I'm going to be scratching the fuck out of them.
Okay. Hopefully that's it doesn't not at all
up.
My question.
Hopefully it doesn't come up on the mic.
It will.
There was that one time. I don't know. I hate to be that guy. But there was exactly one time when we were recording. And MJ had the mic backwards, and so you could actually hear the scratching noises of MJ scratching their lap. And I was like, oh man, I can't edit that out. There's nothing I can do. Like, because you're still talking when you're doing it, so it's not like I can cut the audio.
Damn.
So it's like, oh, geez. Well, so let's see if mine comes up.
Okay, so my question. Since that movie has come out, the choir version of Like a Prayer, which you recently found out was sung by Madonna, has been stuck in my head, especially since they don't record the whole song. They just kind of record the intro, the chorus, and the bridge. So what is like one song that just no matter what, it gets stuck in your head the second you hear it? For a really long time, it was the Mario theme song for me.
What, really? And you didn't even play video games, really, so...
No, but I would hear like a bit of it with you playing like... Paper Mario, and then just for the rest of my day it'd be dun 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 dun.
Yeah, it's a couple like older songs. I know that there's that one song, cutting floor, the I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. That song, every time I hear it, like they play it in movies sometimes, and it just gets stuck in my head. I can't.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Yeah, it's really bad. Something you said. Yeah, it's really bad, dude. I don't know what it is. That song,
dope ass song though.
Also, Sweet Dreams. You know, like that scene from the X-Men movie where Quicksilver saves the mansion, except for Havoc. Do you know in Apocalypse? Did you see that one or no?
Yeah, I've seen all the X-Men movies multiple times. I love them.
Yeah, and so he's when he saves them, and it's the dreams are made of these. Yeah, that song. That song is just like one of those earworm songs that I can't get it out of my head when I hear it. No, see, now you're doing a really bad thing because you're asking me to name songs that will not leave my head for the rest of this session. So I'll just be like, no, stop, please, no, don't hum, no, please stop, no, I really don't want that, no, please. So it's really bad, but they all get stuck in my head. They're usually these 80s type songs.
80s songs are earworms, I think, inherently.
They don't even get that. What's that? Then there was also that movie, and it was in my head for like a week. The one we saw, Fall Guy.
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking the cover of
the Kiss song.
Yeah. I Was Made for Loving You.
I was made for loving you, baby.
You were made for... That's not what this is. This is not... But here's the thing. That's not what we're recording today. We're not doing...
Well, we did have a lot of earworms playing because we had to drive all the way to DC for Otakon, baby! Which is the topic of this episode of Cosplay Con Crunch, a podcast by two cosplayers about cosplaying and the inability to properly plan things out, including our episodes sometimes.
Well, we are recording well after Otakon.
Yeah, Otakon is the first week of August, so it was the second to the... we were there the second to the fifth.
We have... I want to make clear that we have episodes in the backlog that that have just been not edited yet. So we'll have a good schedule following my completion of editing this.
To be fair, for those in the know, I came right back from the military. We charged headfirst into cosplaying.
Kineticon.
Yeah. Yep. And then we had exactly a week and a half. And in that time, Ryan mysteriously had to rush home to Florida. And then he came back, and 3 days later, we were on a plane. We were in the car driving to Otakon.
Why did I go home? What was I doing?
It's Billy's birthday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, my brother's birthday. Yeah, that's right. It was only for a weekend. But, oh, and then we recorded one episode.
Left on a Wednesday.
Yeah, and then we recorded the last episode. Oh, that was such a nightmare. That was a nightmare to edit. I can't.
Ryan had a mental breakdown in the middle of the night and called me very upset.
At 3 a.m.
Very up, and then was mad that I was asleep.
Don't ever answer the phone at 3 a.m.
Is that like a rule?
What is it?
I feel like that's improper as a spouse.
No. I'm not saying that's like a rule for you. I'm saying that there's like a meme that I'm thinking about. It's like, I'll put it in the references if I ever catch up on the references.
I do the references for the most of it.
Oh, really? Okay, one second.
I run the Instagram page for those that didn't know. Gosh. Ryan runs the stories, but I run the posts. But I'm also on episode 7 and we have 12 out. So, no, 7 got posted. 7 was the episode with Dan.
Yes, it's like this weird Sonic meme. And somebody made like a thing about it.
Why? Never trust how you feel about your life past 9 p.m.
Yeah. And like, somebody was like, I don't know what this is, but I've seen it pop. It popped up on like Tumblr. It popped up on Reddit. It even popped on like the no-no sites, like the 4chan's
like
and whatever.
It's kind of like my dad's rule of nothing good happens outside the house at 1 a.m.
Yeah. And that's my thing where it's like.
But there was also Popol's rule of nothing good walks outside the house at 1 a.m.
Oh, they're like, that's a fun compliment to that rule. But just in general, the never ghost. Trust how you feel about your life past 9 p.m. Bro, I think that's kind of bars. And like somebody did like a thing where it's like this picture has popped up on like so many
people
different.
Like Danny, who's like not functional until like 7.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But like, give me a minute, though. Let me cook for a moment. So this meme has popped up on many different platforms. And mm-hmm. I think it's done genuine good for the world, because like it's been like, you know, you ever like just wondering like, oh man, like what am I doing, like this and that, I'm so tired, I'm so cosplay con crunching, yeah, stuff like that, and then you see this and you're like,
oh,
you know,
oh,
what?
No, just like us laying in bed, like I'll just get dread.
Yeah, well, don't trust how you feel about your life after 9 p.m.
Sure, I'll talk about it with you sometime about the feelings that I have after 9 p.m.
Wow. Something happens at 9 p.m.
Yeah, normally all of the endorphins of the day leave my body, and I'm left with nothing but dread and anxiety.
Wow.
Well, more depression. Never really had anxiety, just depression. Anyway, depression. Not the problem. So, yes.
The topic of today's episode.
So, yes, we then went to Otakon, and then a friend of mine came to visit for a week, and then we immediately got on a cruise, and then it was your birthday, and now we're here.
My birthday was last weekend.
And you're about to leave again.
Yeah, I'm about to leave again. My multi-annual go-home trip.
You're not even going home. You're going to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's not home for me. I'm so on autopilot for, like, the idea of, like, trip. Like, you know, just trip means home. That it, mm-hmm. like, the idea that I'm getting on a plane of my own volition to go see other people. I'm like, bro, I don't know why.
Ryan doesn't
that.
Like planes.
I really hate planes. Ryan, I think really I put it up planes. On my story. I did like a little survey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was bad. And it's like, what are some things about you? What should people know about you as a cosplayer? It's like, or no. And then it was like,
oh, it was your fears.
What are your fears? What are your fears? And it was like, plane.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fuck.
Fucking hates plane. So does John. John also hates plane.
Yeah, but wasn't John like okay once he's in the air or something? Or no?
I think he pops a zanny.
Relatable.
Anyway, but that is, we didn't have to fly to DC for Oda, so it was a non-issue. There were other issues getting there, but yes, so Otakon, we were there for 3 of the days, and then we left Monday morning, so we got there Friday, supposed to be afternoon, but it became
then
Friday
it became
evening.
Friday at like 5 p.m., I think.
4:30 we checked in.
Yeah, and we did do one thing that was very smart, which was we used the application Spot Hero,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to secure a parking spot for those 3 days, and it was good, but to be fair, we did not know that the garage was going to close.
Yeah, so let's start with how we always start, the before. How did we prep for this con?
Not well.
No, not even the slightest.
Not even, like, we didn't take our own advice, and that's kind of like our own fault fully. We usually tell people to, like, oh, you know, bring, like, you know, food materials, shit like that, so that, you know, like, you're good when you get there.
We didn't do that. Anything. Nope. I actually hadn't been grocery shopping in a couple of days.
Yeah, we didn't have grocery. We didn't bring any of that with us.
I did bring water and coffee for the drive.
There was water and coffee for drive, yes. And we also, but we did prep a route.
We did.
Because I hate
New York.
Yeah, we're leaving from Connecticut, so we went the Albany down to, like, avoid New York City.
Do you want me just to tell you the highways that we used?
Oh, yeah, go for it. You can hit the New England folks with some knowledge.
So you hop on 84, head west, turn down at night at 81, and keep going until you hit 495.
Nice.
Which is known as the B to D, B to W.
It's in a Baltimore, Washington...
Parkway. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is what I knew it as, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 695.
You know, there are all versions of 95.
It's one of the 95 loops around Baltimore.
It's frustrating. So we did leave.
And in theory, it was faster because we got into Pennsylvania in like 2 hours.
Yeah. But then it was still like 6 for us to get. How long was our total trip? Do you track that?
Yeah, it was 8.
It was 8 hours total.
Because we spent 2.5 hours trying to go 35 miles.
That was the last bit as well. Yeah. So it was fucking devastating.
So we were on track to get there at like 2:30.
Yeah.
2:30. And then all of a sudden the time spiked to 5.
I can't tell you the feeling. I mean, I know people know it. Cosplayer, not cosplayer. When you're in a car and you're driving somewhere and then it's like somewhere far away and then your GPS just starts increasing the time. Devastating.
So yeah, so we were supposed to get there super early on Friday afternoon. And I think the one thing that we've learned about that is for cons like Otakon and Katsukon, where you are going into major metropolitan areas, if you are driving, leave the day before. We should have followed our friends' examples and left Thursday and gotten there Thursday instead of getting there Friday.
I guess my question, dear, for the audience, to be the audience surrogate, what was the benefit of having a Thursday convention experience for one of the biggest cons in the country versus a Friday con?
The benefit of getting there on Thursday is one, badge pickup.
Yep.
Even though, because we got there so late on Friday, we did not have an issue with badge pickup. We kind of got in and out quickly, but badge pickup is a major thing. Traffic is a major thing. Like, you're not expected to get there in any rush because this con doesn't start till the next day. And also, if you want to kind of like low-key cosplay and wear like a comfy cosplay, you can.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that do that. But I was more talking about what happened to us on that Thursday night because we weren't there.
Oh my god.
Did you block it out?
Yeah, a little. We had an utter and complete meltdown.
Yeah.
You get to talk about this one.
All right. So from my perspective, I was finishing up painting like one of our last like props. Mm-hmm. It was in and out and we were ready to go to bed and we were really excited for us, like, you know, for the early drive in the morning. Actually, our spirits were up, like weirdly up.
Well, I had just had a really good D&D session with my friends Artex and Erwin, who are friends of the pod. They listen.
Yay, hey, friends of the pods. We actually met through the Eric Hates Discord.
Yeah, they are also, both of them are Kais with me, which means they're mods. I think Artex is Chancellor Kai and Erwin is Supreme Kai and I'm Future Kai.
My wife's Supreme Kai moderator. So
Future Supreme Kai.
Future Supreme Kai moderator, of course. I gotta get the title right. So my point is though that we were supposed to leave Friday morning at 8:30. We were excited to get there. And then I want to say at about 11:30 midnight, we got an email from, was it Priceline?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got an email from Priceline telling us, hey, we've overbooked. Call us to get a new hotel. And we were like, oh my god. Because
we were supposed to stay at the Moxie.
Yeah.
With some of our friends. Like, we weren't going to be all in the same room, but we were going to probably be near each other.
Yeah.
But it turns out that Priceline and other third-party booking sites had overbooked the Moxie by 60 rooms.
Which is a nuts amount. And I think that, and here's, we can only speculate, to be fair, we can only speculate. But if you showed up on Thursday, if your reservation was from Thursday to Monday, I feel like you would have been more set than if your reservation was like us from Friday
to Monday. I mean, Dan and Danny did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that's to be just, to be fair, that's one example. Who knows? Maybe people on Thursday were also turned away.
Yeah, but I can see that, because I feel like that's what happened with us, is basically by Thursday they had filled up for the weekend.
Yeah.
And didn't have an option anymore.
So we got that email, and then we got on the phone call with Priceline, and we were on the phone for, I want to say 2 hours, right?
An hour and a half.
Yeah.
I don't think you say we, but it was me. You were there.
I was sitting there. I mean, there's not much I could do. Yeah, there's not much you could do.
You were Googling hotels that they told us to see how close they were to the convention.
Yeah, because initially they're like, yes, I found you a good hotel. And it is only about, I think they said it's walking distance from something. And
they said it was walking distance from our old hotel.
Yeah, but wasn't that not like true?
It was.
Like walking distance, like defined. It was like 0.7 miles from there.
Yeah, which made it a mile and a half from the convention
center. Exactly. And I was like, I can't imagine doing that walk in cosplay. It would be a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up getting the Grand Hyatt. That was the one that we ended up getting.
And they ended up having Strike.
Which we did not know about
until the day Strike, support labor leaders. Didn't know that they were having that until the day we were leaving.
That felt really bad.
We literally booked the hotel at midnight, at like 1:30 in the morning.
Out of desperation, mm-hmm. to be clear. That's desperation's a powerful motivator.
So hearing them say there are other hotels in the DC area that support unions, you can stay there. Would have loved to if I, A, had the option, and B, knew.
Maybe Moxie does, but to be fair, we didn't get to stay at the Moxie. Yeah. Though, when we did go back, the Moxie seemed like a cute hotel.
It is a cute hotel.
Seemed like a cute hotel.
You liked their mule.
Yeah, I tried
the Moxie has a bar downstairs, by the way. Like, the entire first level area is a bar.
They actually give you, like, a little drink ticket one per day that you're there,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, kind of sweet.
Yeah. So, yes. So... before we even left the house, we also realized that you didn't have shoes.
Oh, that's right. I realized that the day before that I didn't have shoes for the Daniel cosplay.
Yeah.
Because I used to have boots that did not fit me.
In the slightest.
Not even a little bit. And so these boots didn't fit me, and I returned them when I got back from KatsuCon.
Mm-hmm. And then I never thought to order new ones.
And I never bought new ones. And because I didn't buy new ones, I was down in, like, what are they, like, shin-high boots?
Knee-high.
Like yeah, like knee-high boots. And so
to find as a man.
Correct. I started getting a little desperate. Started looking for women's boots because, you know, I'll take what I can get. And what we ended up doing, because I was down boots, was I ended up trying to order the boots to the hotel. And, like, a bunch of them wouldn't come until, like, Sunday. And that is so not useful.
Because we needed them for Friday night.
Yeah, I needed the one-day Amazon delivery. And I was, like, scrambling. So, in the end of the day, I was able to find one pair of boots that was kind of fun. Kind of eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
Very demure type
boots. No, not demure. You cannot be eclectic and demure.
Well, because they were not modest. They were not modest. They were not demure.
Yes.
Not modest. Not demure. Even in the slightest. These boots were sent to the hotel.
Wire cutters to cut off some of the details.
Yeah, there was a string. What was it that you cut out?
It was like a strap of bags.
Oh, yeah.
And I cut those off. And then after the night, I had to throw out my heels because they do not fit my feet.
Yeah, because apparently these were the same heels that you wore before that also didn't
fit. And I thought that it was just because my feet had swollen from being in point shoes all day. Nope, turns out.
Just in general.
Just in general, size too small.
L. Well,
L's around for Friday, kind of.
Yeah, Friday kind of sucked, I'm not
going to
lie.
But we did get to go to the Hades meetup, because for the day, for like an hour and a half...
Jesus.
We were Patroclus and Achilles from Hades.
We planned, to be clear, we planned to get there at like 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we were going to get there at 3 o'clock, then we would have had like a more complete day mm-hmm. in Achilles and Patroclus. Cosplays that are kind of tricky to get in, and I think very like technically impressive, but I'm biased. I worked on them.
Yes. So, but then we went to the formal, Zodette and Daniel, and it was a lovely time, and we had a great time. We danced a lot. I realized the cups of my corset were too big, and I need to take them in significantly. My boobs are not as big as I thought they were.
It's a weird way to say that.
It's yeah.
I guess so. I mean, I think it looked very good. I think the...
Yeah, until I, like, leaned forward a little.
Yeah.
You said, from the side, you can see my nipples. There's a lot of modifications, but to be fair, that was, like, the first corset I had made in, like, years.
Didn't you make the cups differently, too?
Mm-hmm.
What were they made of? It was, like, EVA foam.
They were made out of EVA foam instead of pre-made cups.
Well, all right.
So, which is kind of what cups are made out of, but, like...
Yeah, we don't want to get into that. Big Fashion doesn't want you to know that you can make your own cups.
Big Fashion doesn't want you to know that you can make your own clothes. But anyway, so the feathers looked way better. The corset itself looks way better. I'll probably edit it a little bit, but overall it looks great. The feathers are finally staying up on the corset. Everything finally looks good and clean and nice. Just gotta take in the cup size a little bit. And you were in Daniel, which was always comfortable, and so you're just set. I might need to take in the pants a little bit.
Yeah, it looks like it erases my butt. It's kind of funny looking.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes, like, it's like a straight shot from, like, the top of my butt to just, like, down. And I'm like, well, you know.
Yeah, I'll take in the pants a little bit.
Just a tad amount.
Yeah.
It'd be cool.
Also, maybe add pockets.
God, please. Somebody give me pockets. I want a pocket in the Shanks coat.
I have heard you, dear.
I know, but I'm gonna hold you accountable by using the audience. Please. Someone clip somebody that. Request everybody spam comments. Get in the comments and ask for Ryan to have pockets in the Shanks coat.
Are you more mad that I added pant pockets to Mihawk's pants before I added pockets to Shanks's jacket?
What?
Shanks, Mihawk's new pants have pockets.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, they have not only...
Fuck you, man. What the fuck?
This is ridiculous. Not only have side pockets, they have butt pockets as well.
That's like so many pockets. You're
four. I have four pockets.
Dog, what the hell?
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like jacket pockets not crazy, man. Whatever. Bro, I'll fucking duct tape a little pocket in there.
One of those duct tape wallets.
I just need something to stick the phone in.
So, yes, yeah, so you were, which brings up Shanks again, because you were Shanks on Saturday.
I was Shanks on Saturday, and I was not part of a group. So, I was just like solo Shanks.
And I was solo Leafeon.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God. We were like, what a motley crew. I think that we did a TikTok of that, right?
Yeah, we did. It's posted on my TikTok.
Yeah, we had Yeah, it was cute. We were at the restaurant at the end of the day.
You so didn't know what was happening.
Not at all. I mean, to be fair, I don't know how the TikTok user interface works.
It was cute to see you struggle.
Thanks. I guess that's one way to describe what that was like. Yeah. But, so we started the day.
Everyone thought I was Dr. Stone.
Yeah, apparently.
Like, even some of the voice actors from Dr. Stone thought I was Dr. Stone.
Yeah, that was weird. MJ even had, like, I thought that it was cool. I thought that it was, like, reflective of Leafeon. But the thing that I think killed you was the lack of ears.
Yeah, I'm ordering them for CCE.
Yeah, so we can do that again. But the tail was sick. You want to talk about your tail?
Oh, yeah. I learned a method. So there's a thing called an overlock stitch, which is where you basically run along the edge of the fabric that you're sewing that'll be, like, pointing outward. So, like, details fabric. And you just have a really, really tight zigzag stitch, and it basically overlocks the hem, so that way it's, like, finished. And what I learned from some YouTubing is that if you put fishing wire in it, like, when you're doing the overlock stitch, it will cause it to curl and, like, wave. And so Danny helped me cut out all of the leaves when you were helping them with the Punisher.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Rip Punisher, dude.
Rip Punisher. And so, yeah, I had all of the leaves, like, all of the tails. I had 9 of them, and they were in the different colors of Leafeon, and they kind of all curled and coiled.
Ninetales is a separate Pokemon.
Yeah, but they kind of look similar.
You know, I agree to disagree, but it is what it is.
Leafeon, what's the Ninetales de-evolution?
Vulpix.
Vulpix and Eevee look similar.
I guess. Vulpix has little fire aspects on him, I think.
Does he?
Yeah, because he's a fire type.
He is.
So is Ninetales. Well, Ninetales looks less like a fire type.
Ninetales looks like a star.
Are we thinking about the same Pokemon?
It's like yellow.
Yeah, it's like yellow, yeah.
Yeah, they look like a star.
Well, all right.
They're star colored.
Okay.
Anyway. So, yeah. I think the other thing is I need, like, Dan or myself to edit that wig and cut it way shorter and, like, do things to it because it kind of looks...
Yeah, it was, limp. Like, flat, right?
Yeah.
It was pretty flat.
So I'll be doing that in the next couple days when yeah. you're out.
Are you going to add... I think that the Leafeon head part... You bought, like, ears for it, and it didn't they also come with a tail?
No.
No, not that one.
I didn't buy the tail. I just bought the ears.
Oh, it was an option. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I was in that. We got to meet Brandon McGinnis.
That guy's awesome.
He was so nice. And it was done as a bit because I love Given so much.
I didn't know that he was the Given guy.
And we watched the dub as a group. We'll do a group thing where like a bunch of our friends will come over and we'll watch either anime or movies or whatever. And we watched the Given dub as a group because everyone vetoed Banana Fish.
That was a great fucking veto. That is not a group activity. You don't watch Banana Fish in a group.
You maybe watch it in a pair so that way you have someone to cry with, but that's about it. And Ryan could not get over how stupid the main character of Given Mafiu sounds constantly.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They were just like, all right, you guys walked up to Brandon McGinnis and started talking about Given, and yeah. I didn't know. Like, I was there, and I'm like, yeah, haha, like, Given, blah, blah, blah. That guy's like an airhead, though. Like, Mafia, he was like an airhead. I couldn't understand. He just looks at the thing, and he goes, Imp? And he's like, yeah, I didn't know. You know, that's what they wanted. Like, you know, it's like, and I was like, that was you? What the hell? Oh, all right. You sold it. That was good. Good job.
And we also found out that when Mafiu, like, he randomly sings, like, la, 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 la. And it's supposed to be like...
Listen, the party when we were there and we heard him do the little la, 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 la. Oh, so, God. Like, we were like, this is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
As a group, we collectively were like, oh, fuck no.
And it turns out that was take 16.
Yeah.
Because the director was like, no, Brendan... Make it worse. You have to be worse. Which is funny because the reason I went to go see him was because I wanted a physical copy of his album where he sings all the Given songs.
Because, right, and you know, this is the part that we were missing is that the dub for Given, right, is...
Good.
Is good, but at the, like, one of the penultimate points in the anime... Mafiu comes out and they don't think that he's gonna sing. They yeah. think he's just gonna play, but then he just starts singing. And it's like a really impactful moment. And we were waiting to hear Brandon McGinnis
sing in English.
But instead they just the whole dub, we're all hearing their English voices, whatever, and then it just cuts to the Japanese song.
Which we then found out, like the Spanish and Portuguese dub got the rights to overplay the Spanish and Portuguese versions of the songs.
Which is nuts.
And we and then he found out that the only way to watch the English dub of the movie, there's one movie out and a special. And you can watch the special in English on Crunchyroll. But you have to watch the movie. The only way you can get it is if you buy a Blu-ray version of the season. Like, if you buy a physical copy of season one. And then the movie comes as, like, a bonus thing. And that's the only way to watch the dub movie. Or right. if you have scrupulous morals,
and
you could
found it of your own accord
and don't have access to being able to purchase a physical copy because they're kind of not in circulation anymore. You could potentially have found it through a Reddit link to a Dropbox.
It didn't seem sketchy at all, but you know, what works works. So,
you know, if you have scrupulous morals, which I would never suggest.
No, don't seek that out. Don't download ROMs. It's bad. Support the video game industry.
What?
And this is a related topic, talking point.
Sure, yeah. If you say so. So, we met him. He was lovely. I have pictures of him as Leafeon. He also thought I was from Dr. Stone. It's fine.
Because didn't he play someone in Dr. Stone?
Well, he played someone in Dr. Stone, and then as we were walking away, the guy that voices Mirio from My Hero.
Uh-huh.
Yelled at me and asked me if I was Dr. Stone. And I was like, what? And he's like, you're Dr. Stone, right? But like a cool Renaissance version, like femme, right? And I'm like, no. But like the problem was I couldn't hear because my hearing is trash. So I walked up and I was like, what? And he's like, you're Dr. Stone. And I'm like, no, I'm Lee Fionn. And he's like, oh, I see it now. And then I got into a conversation with him. And then one of our friends had a spinning Mirio pin to give him. And so they gave him that. And we interrupted his line, but he was talking to an attending, and so I didn't feel awful. He also only took like a minute or two, so I didn't feel too bad, but like still. But yeah, Brendan McGinnis is awesome, and if you ever see him at a con, go say hi. He's super sweet.
No, he was really awesome, and we bought the CD from him.
Yeah.
So.
And I've listened to it a couple times. It's pretty good. He's a very good singer. It's mostly the Given music that like he has dubbed in English, and then also one original song.
Nice.
And it's called the Mafia U Special. If you get a picture, a signed version of the CD, and a signed print.
Nice. Yeah. And
for like $100.
That's pretty good. It's a good deal.
It's a good deal.
Damn good deal.
He's very sweet. And he's, we didn't get to see his husband, but his husband is also
in. We also gave him the one of our badge tags.
We gave him one of our badge tags and one for his husband. And yeah. He said that he enjoyed them greatly.
Nice. Awesome.
I can't wait for CCE when we get to meet up with Jonah Scott, who voices Akihiko in Given, but he voices Joe in Skate, and I have a wonderful At the Beach skate print, and since CCE is a swimsuit con, I'm going to get him to sign Joe's tits.
Nice. Nice. No, it's exciting. Honestly, and we'll get back to talking about them later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, then we proceeded to explore
a third of Artist Alley and most of Dealers Hall, so but goddamn, did we give up.
We did start the day exploring the Dealers Hall.
Yeah.
It was...
We had to get Dan a wig.
It was overwhelming because of how large it was. I'd say that by volume, the amount of space that the Dealers Hall took up was more.
Like it was bigger. Absolutely.
But we started to run into something that I didn't think that I would run into, which was just like... sameness,
yeah, like crazy liminal sameness, liminal space, almost like it repetition was,
we would just see the same plushes available at different stands for different prices. We would see the same
I got a Whooper
and it felt insane. We did find a Whooper. There was a diamond in that rough, but Jesus,
they had a bag of Whoopers.
Jesus, it was crazy how much like
sameness there was.
I just felt like, I mean, you know, I wanted to buy like clothes. I like buying clothes from conventions, stuff like that, but it felt like none of the clothes that I saw were like particularly speaking to me. But to be fair, I mean, we did so much of it so quickly that I was like, fuck it, I don't think that I can keep doing this in one day.
And I think
so much,
especially since we found out that the Dealers Hall closed at 1 on Sunday. So this was Saturday.
Yeah.
And we found out the Dealers Hall closed at 1 on Sunday and the Artist Alley closed at 3 on Sunday.
So we figured we might have more time to walk Artist Alley on Sunday. So it would be better to do all of Dealers Hall on Saturday, which we functionally did. I don't think we bought much other than the Whooper, right?
We bought 3 pins.
Okay. But then there were still... But the place with the pins was Artist Alley.
Yo.
Yeah.
I spent... so much money.
We didn't know how much we were going to spend at this con. I think we pulled out like $400.
We pulled out $260.
Right. And that was gone in like...
And that was gone in the first day.
That was gone in the first day. And then we went... Yeah, but let me get back to it. We did do about a third of Artist Alley on Saturday. And we didn't even know that we were in Artist Alley. We just like walked past like the threshold. And we were just in it. And we were like, oh, wow, this stuff looks actually kind of interesting. Like, all of a sudden, we became interested again. Like, we were a little bit, like, beat and a bit jaded.
I was so beaten down. I was downtrodden, dear.
Yeah, I was fully, like, downtrodden by the time that we entered Artist Alley. But then we started seeing, like, you know, new things everywhere that we turned. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We're back.
And I got so excited when we got to Artist Alley because there was one artist in particular that I wanted. And I spent so much money. And I'm going to shout them out. Their name on Instagram and their store is Mulacaina. MULACAINA. They are one of the only sellers that I've ever found that sells a standalone Mihawk pin. So I got myself a Mihawk, a Chopper, a Zoro, and a Sanji, and also a spinning Nanami. And then I got you, Shanks, and then I also got myself an Eat a Bag. Nice. Like a little purse.
Yeah, no, I remember this.
And then I also got a Nanami Shaker Charm.
That was the big spend.
Yes, that was, I spent was over Saturday. $200. Yeah, that was on Saturday. That was the last thing we did in the artist alley, but we walked up and down. We met up with some of our friends to walk up and down with them. We ogled all the art.
It was great.
You bought a bucket hat.
There was actually a lot. I've been wearing that bucket hat. I fucking love that bucket hat. It's a reversible bucket hat for the Sunny and the Mary, the two ships that the Straw Hats use.
It's very cute.
It's very cute. I love that thing.
What else did we? Oh, and then Saturday night rolled around, and we got to go to the one panel that I really wanted to go to Saturday, which was
everybody was doubting.
I'm gonna be real. Everyone was like, I don't know if this is what you want to do, and I'm like, well, this is what I would like to do. So
it was kind of, we were all like at this point so tired that we were like, oh, is this like a thing we want to do? But before we could go to that panel, I don't know if you remember that morning at the dealer's hall, one of the few things that we spent money on, we bought soju.
It was so good.
But it was like weird how we got it.
The most sketchy thing I've done in a minute.
Yeah, we went to the soju stand and they're like, do you like soju? And we're like, yeah, I like soju. It's cool. And they're like, oh, this is the flavors that we have. We're like one of the few sellers that have, what was it?
It was melon.
Melon. Yeah. But like, what was the melon?
Honeydew melon.
Honeydew melon?
That was the new flavor.
Oh, yeah. I remember being excited because I like honeydew melon. You were like, oh, whatever.
It's the cucumber of fruit.
I like cucumber.
Mm. I'm glad that I grow it.
We'd be growing the cucumbers, man.
Well.
So anyways, we were at this, quickly. We go there and they're like, we're one of the few soju like companies that will do melon flavor. And then I was like, that sounds awesome. And then they're like,
if you buy now, you get a shot glass per bottle and also a keychain.
Yes, that's what it was. And so we did. I actually have the keychain here. It's in my office. I got to put it on my keys. But the point is that we buy that in the morning and then we're like, cool, where is it? And they're like, oh no.
We you pick it up from a van.
That. We can't sell that. In the convention,
there's no liquor license at the convention, so they can't sell it.
So you have to pick it up afterwards. I was like, okay, cool. Where we pick it up? It's like, oh, you'll get an email and it'll tell you where. But it's basically just like right outside of the convention center.
They said it's a truck, and so I was picturing a food truck.
Exactly, me too. In our heads, we're like, yeah, food truck.
No,
like that just has soju.
It was not a food truck. So it was.
Come the end of the day.
We leave and we're walking and it starts raining.
It's raining hard.
So I'm covering my head with your cloak.
It has no pockets.
I'll give Rayleigh pockets.
Bro, that's not Shanks.
Shanks' dad. No, Shanks' dad is probably Roger. Anyway, too many conspiracy theories. Not like actual, but like adoptive. Anyway, back to the point. So I have your cloak to stay dry, and we are looking for a van. And we're also walking with other people also looking for this van.
Yeah, but we didn't know right away. We were just kind of in a bit of a group. We're like, what the fuck? Where is this? Like, we're looking for like a thing.
Then a guy pops his head out of a Honda Odyssey.
Yo, it was weird because like she was like, yeah, it's like right outside of the Sbarro, like the pizza place. And I'm like, all right, here's the Sbarro. We cross the street, and I'm like, I don't see a... Like, I saw a food truck, but the food truck was, like, an ice cream truck or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, a boba truck. I'm like, bro, that's not fucking soju. And then I just see, like, one dude, like, stick his head out from, like, a minivan. And I'm like, ain't no fucking way. And then I, like, pull up to the minivan, and on the side is just, like a vinyl sticker that basically
says the brand.
The brand of the soju. And I'm like, no way. Ain't no way.
And he's like, what's your order number?
I'm like, oh, my God. It's this. And then we got our two things of soju.
And left.
And then we left. And then the guys behind us were like, oh my God, this is so sketchy. I'm like, yeah, no, it was. Because
and then
it immediately
started downpouring.
Do you remember? It was from like only from like 5 to 7 or 5,
it was 5 to,
to
8.
5 to 8. That was like your window. And if you weren't there, like, I don't even fucking do
you pick it up the next day after the con.
Oh, I guess so. But that would have sucked because we drank that soju that night.
Yeah, we're kind of upset how quickly we went through it.
Yeah, that soju was gone. We got it and it was gone. It was over.
So we then, we lobby conned in the mayor. We went to see a panel, which was hosted by Brandon McGinnis, and it had a bunch of Final Fantasy actors and also his husband.
Oh, it was so funny because he deliberately kept the audience in the dark.
Yeah.
Right? If you were to read the description of that panel, it was something along the lines of...
Like, come listen to lines read in ways that you weren't expecting.
Yeah, and we were like, what the hell does that
mean?
Yeah,
we thought they would take,
we knew the voice actors. We were like, those guys are cool. We'll go see that.
And Channing Tatum, oh my God, J. Michael Tatum.
Wow.
J. Michael Tatum normally does a thing called Anime After Dark, which is him, his husband, and a couple other, like, voice actors at every con that he goes to will get together and they will do inappropriate questions and skits. And that is funny, and we've been to that before.
Oh, that's great, yeah. So we figured it'd be something like that because it's the same kind of crew.
But then it was like rated PG.
And yeah, like, and I'm like, now maybe, I'm confused. Maybe not.
And then it wasn't.
No, it wasn't, but it was really funny. So then what did it end up being? How would you describe this?
It was voice actors' take on a 1940s radio show.
Yeah, where you would read out a scripted story that was...
And each voice actor had a different character.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're just radio shows, which is, like, a play, but it's...
But they were, like, weren't they, like, they were meant to be scary. They were, like, horror.
Yes, it was a horror one where it's, like, the woman was haunting by an ancient ghost. But J. Michael Tatum got the shortest line, and whenever they read that he was dead, he turned and said, "You son of a bitch."
And he's like, "That's what I get for sleeping with the director." Which is really funny.
Which was the funniest thing I've seen in a while.
Oh, it was so good, though.
It was very good, and everyone was very nervous about it, and I was like, nah, this is going to be fun.
It was also a cold read.
Yeah, they were highlighting their lines as, like, Brandon McGinnis was introducing the bit.
It was so good. So then they did the whole thing, and you got to see 1940s misogyny, like, in full force.
Yes.
Where, like, the main character,
Paul,
like, man, Paul, he, as he's reading his lines, Paul is a piece of shit. And, like, the audience is like, oh my god. Like, he would ad-lib things that sounded, like, outrageous, but then you would hear what the character actually had to say, and you're like, oh, you know what? Actually, no, that sounds like Paul.
And he's like, I can't tell you if I hate my wife or if I love my wife.
But I go back and forth based on how this character reads.
And god. What is convenient to the moment.
It's so strange. It was really good.
And then we went and drank.
And we went, drank. Did we get dinner first? We got dinner first.
We got dinner first. We recorded one TikTok.
Yes.
And then we drank at dinner. Then we went to the Marriott. No, then we stopped by the Moxie to pick up some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Then we drank at the Marriott. Then we continued to drink at the Marriott. And this is the time that I would like to do a quick PSA about proper and improper behavior in public. And in a crisis, and when someone is vulnerable. At one point in the night, at about 1:30, we noticed a girl who was alone and very intoxicated, was beginning to pass out and potentially throw up on herself, and generally unwell. And me... Some of our other friends intervened. The hotel staff intervened. They called 911. They got in contact with the hotel she was staying in. They called up to her room. We were able to get someone to meet her at the hospital, from my understanding. And as of right now, she has said that she is doing better, but was going through a lot. What is important is there were other people that decided this was a great thing to record and publicly post. And those people are shit. Those people are immoral. They are dehumanizing someone in a vulnerable situation. And that is under no circumstances what I ever expect of a person. Especially when you don't know a person's age. You don't know a person's background. For all you know, that girl could have been a minor. Because she looked it. She was older than me. But that doesn't matter. She could have been. And to those people that were at Otakon or any con that chose to publicly mock someone in a state of vulnerability and medical crisis, shame on you. And I hope you feel guilty, and I hope karma comes back for you. For the people that chimed in and helped, to the staff at the Marriott that called the ambulance, thank you. It may seem like the bare minimum, but the bare minimum was standing by, and plenty of people did that. And I think that is something that, yes, it dampened the mood of this episode for a minute, but it is vital and important to talk about.
No, I think you're 100% right. I think that we did, as a group, as much as we could have in a situation that we didn't know was escalating. You know, it's easy to be a bystander in those situations. It's easy to think, well, her friends are here. Her friends will take care of it. I don't want to get involved. But as somebody who will freeze in like specific situations like that, it's always good to know that like my partner, MJ, will always do something, you know, and it motivates me to want to do something too. So you should be on the lookout. You know, we made the commandments as an altruistic thing to follow, but you know, they're not easy. They're not the word of law.
Yeah.
Right. And they're also not easy to follow, but like, you know, they're a place to start.
It is hard. And I'm going to say this as someone who did. It is hard to look at someone that is unwell and be like, all right, I now need to go through their purse and find their ID and their key card.
Yeah, that does not make you feel a good person.
That does not. But I knew that the alternative was no one's going to be able to contact this girl's friends or family.
Yeah.
Until she gets to the hospital. And that's not fair either.
And that's devastating.
Yeah. So it may in the moment feel bad, but think about it from the perspective of if you were alone and someone did that to you in that situation, would you be mad at them or would you be grateful?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, more than anything, we have pretty decent indication that she's okay now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm glad that that worked out. Shame on the people who recorded, and thank you to the people who did help and were there. So,
but that was,
as a community, we can like, you know, grow from this.
Yeah.
And be better from here on out.
Yeah. That is where we ended our Saturday, because that happened. Yeah. And things took a downturn and we decided to go to bed.
I was like, it's now time to leave. We have nothing else to do here. We need to go back home. So we, not home, but back to hotel. Hotel is second home. It becomes second home when you get there.
Yeah.
So we then did our little...
It becomes rest.
Yeah, it became... We then went back to the Grand Hyatt and we called it a night. It was a rough day. Long rough day. Night. Really long day. I couldn't believe that it was all in one day.
Yeah.
I think that this goes to show that, like, you know, I mean,
we got back to the hotel at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah. When were we out the next morning?
11.
That's not bad.
We woke up at 10.
That's not bad. But I remember that the that hotel was nuts because if you closed like the blinds, you had no idea what time it was. It was like when we were on the cruise ship.
Oh my God, it was worse.
It was like worse because we had no idea what time it was. When we were going to bed at like 2:33, like, you know, you wake up when your body's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You have no indication. My body likes the sun because the sun is like, and it's time.
Yeah, but you won't let me open the windows. Yeah, I mean, the curtains.
It's too much sun. There's a difference.
I don't understand.
Just the right amount of sun. My body needs like, I'm like a baby plant. You know, I'm not a big
plant. I am a fern. I need so much light.
Fern. Okay.
I don't know. I couldn't think of a plant that needs sunflowers. Sunflowers turn towards the light or each other.
Yeah, they literally arc their... They arc their backs to fucking get close to the light.
Yeah.
They don't care.
So I guess I'm a sunflower.
Got them thick phloems, you know?
Phloems?
They got some phloems on them.
Sure. Anyway. So I wore Bulma briefs from the Saiyan arc from the start of Dragon Ball Z. You wore Patroclus again.
Yeah, we had another day of no coherence. I guess you could say that I matched with Danny a little bit because Danny was Hermes.
Yeah, but we didn't actually see them.
Yeah, we didn't actually see them, so I guess we didn't really match at all.
We finished up Artist Alley. I missed a Hades hair clip, which was a little sad, but I've ordered some other ones that I think are very cute, and I'm excited to share. But they're a surprise gift, so shh.
They're a surprise gift. Don't tell anybody.
The friends that they're gifts for listen to these episodes sometimes out of order.
Sometimes out of order. Let's see. I don't know.
We'll see. I got them other gifts as well that I'm excited to give them for things down the line.
Yeah.
So, thinking of my lovely friends. Missed that. And so when we finished up Artist Alley, we kind of just wrapped up for the day because the con ended at 3.
Yeah. We've now happened upon this about twice. Right? Because conventions are ending so early on Sundays nowadays, I think that that speaks further to, like, a need for us to be there for the full Friday.
Yeah.
Because if we got there at, like, 5 on Friday, we in earnest only had one day at the con.
Yeah.
Like, one full day.
We had two half days.
Oh, we get to try Nando's.
Yes, and so that's what I was going to say. We walked to Nando's.
Yeah, Nando's Peri Peri.
I looked like just a girl with blue hair. Yeah. You looked like a cosplayer.
Yeah, I was a filthy cosplayer in public. What can you do?
We left the con bubble.
I then popped my spear in half and sat at the table and got some.
And I got very frustrated with the ethics of Nando's, but that's fine.
It's fine.
It's good food. It's really good. It
was really good. That chicken was fire. I really like that chicken.
I like the chicken you made last night.
But, oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I didn't put it in Peri Peri because I don't know what that is. I still don't know what that is, really.
Where is it from again? We looked it up.
Mozambique, I think.
Yes, Mozambique. I didn't want to say Mozambique and be wrong, but
yes. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Mozambique. Because they were not France.
No, Portugal. So Portugal. I was going to say Peru, and I'm like, no, that's still wrong.
Yeah, well. No, but the issue that I have is, like, again, great food, but like it's fully self-service, and that is not what
they ask you for a tip before you get the food.
It's weird, MJ. I know. I get it. It's a weird conundrum, because MJ at one point was like, yeah, can I get some utensils? Oh, they're over there. Bro. Like, are you kidding me?
It's fully self-service, but like they tip throughout the house, and that's fine. I don't feel bad, but for the price of the food, I was upset.
Pay your workers.
DC has a minimum pay wage.
No, I know, but like I can't tell if they were making minimum waiter pay or if they were making minimum pay just in general, because minimum waiter pay is lower. You know what I mean?
I don't think they qualified as waiters. I know the kitchen staff.
But they walked around. I don't know. Who's to say? I can't tell you. Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, not the point. Not the point. So we went to Nando's, and then we rested for a while.
Yes.
And then we went to Kura Sushi, which is a revolving sushi place. And we went because...
We've never done revolving sushi
before. No. Well, we did it once on our honeymoon, and it was fine.
Oh, yeah, because it was in Spain.
And it was all you can eat. But this place, you played by the plate.
Was that all you can eat?
Yeah. You paid up front.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, it was. Oh, right. Right.
But this was pay by the plate. And for every 15 plates, you get a little gacha toy. And this year's theme is one. And the current month's theme is One Piece.
So you can tell why we went.
Dan found it. They have two in Mass.
Yeah, like
and
Boston area.
We had talked about going for my birthday. And then I found out that they had one in D.C., and I thought it'd be more fun to go then. So we went, and we had a great time. There was six of us, which is kind of the max you can have at one of these tables.
Good Lord.
They are not big tables.
What a fucking cramped little situation. It was the four of us in the usual group, me, MJ, Danny, and Dan. And then we also had Gray and one of Gray's friends with us. So we had a group of six with us, and it was like... tight. We were little sardines, man. It was really rough. But the food,
you really loved that crab.
Yo, that crab was great. I got snow crab.
Yeah,
I fucking love snow crab.
We ate 47 plates.
Yes we did. It was very expensive, but
they are a set price per plate.
It is a price per plate, so you could technically min max it so that you're getting more food or less food. The Luffy roll was like not traditional sushi.
No, it had meat on it. Seared steak, right?
Yeah, it had steak on it. I was like, there's no way. And I ate it, and I'm like, oh, shit, it was fucking good, man. That's why they only put one on a plate, because it was good.
They also had mochi that we had, and that was delicious, because I love mochi. Mochi. It was some damn good mochi.
I mean, I just like mochi in general. It's like a... And I find that weird that you do, because I know you have weird texture issues with food sometimes.
It's frozen solid.
But it's not. It's like kind of squishy a little bit, you know?
Yeah, but that's the dough that's squishy. The ice cream's solid. The ice cream doesn't melt. I eat it too quickly.
Well, yeah, but I'm not. Whatever. It doesn't make sense.
The dough around mochi is not meant to be solid.
No, it's not. But I don't. It's weird that it's like, you know, a little chewy thing and then like a hard thing in the middle. I figured that would not be your vibe.
No, it is.
All right, cool.
Because the thing that's hard is supposed to be hard, and the thing that's chewy is supposed to be chewy. And the hard thing
is
in
the
middle.
It's supposed to be. Okay, so if you bit into when the ice cream just leaked out, you'd be fucking pissed, right?
I'd be so angry.
Okay.
I might actually vomit. If I bit into it and that ice cream is like mostly melted, I might throw up.
Good Lord. Yeah, we've been fighting the scourge of melted ice cream for the past like 2 weeks. And MJ has always encountered just slightly melted ice cream and been like so furious.
It makes me uncomfortable.
That's just fine. I think I like melted ice cream.
I'm glad.
It's kind of good because you could just go.
So that was the end of our Saturday. or Sunday. And then on Monday we woke up, we saw a strike, and we drove home.
We were like, oop, boop, 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 boop.
And we had a good time.
Yeah, overall. It feels weird. We don't have more to say because we didn't get to do more of the convention. Like, we truly only had one.
We went to a Hades photo shoot, and they were awesome. We had a great time at that.
Yeah. I attempted to go to the One Piece photo shoot on Saturday. I got
too
there,
big.
And I'll be fully honest. I looked at that, I'm like, nah, not by myself. I was like, I'm not fighting my way up there. No. And I turned around and I went back. I felt bad because I was like, you know, I mean, I am Shanks. Like, you know, it could be fun. But they were going so slow. They were actually going by arc.
Yeah, they couldn't do individuals or anything. They just had to go by arc.
And every arc was packed. Like, Luffy was in every single one. So it's just...
Wow, it's almost as if he's in all the arcs.
I know, man. But, like, because Luffy was in every arc, the group up there was pretty much the same. So I'm like, yikes. Yikes!
Yoink.
So, yeah, we did... I didn't get to do that, but then we did, why don't I think there was something, did we do anything else? We did the AMVs.
Oh, we did go to the AMV winners.
We went to the AMV winners. Wasn't that on Sunday?
It was.
Yeah, right before we headed out for the day on Sunday, we did check out the AMV winners. And that room was
so not hungover.
Yeah, and it was good though.
It was great.
I actually saw, because this is the first time I would say in a while, that I've seen, like, fully new AMVs.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, because, you know, like, you apply for as many cons as you can get into.
There's a little bit of spillage between conventions, yeah.
But no, some of them are good. We have a new favorite song called Pigs in the Sky.
Oh, that's a dope-ass song. Yeah, I'm really glad that was one of the winners. Yeah. It was really good.
That was a dope-ass song. Right. I wept at a Gojo Ghetto edit. That made me really sad.
I think that might have been my favorite that I saw.
Yeah, it was for the song Daylight by David Kushner. So, yes, and that song is depressing as fuck. But that God, does it fit those two.
Yeah, it was a great fit.
It does.
Good song.
It's a good song.
So, I thought that was my favorite. I think the rest of them were really good. The categories were good, too. Everything was just, I had a good time.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to go to the AMVs to actually, like, see, like, all of them. But it's so...
They're always so early.
It's so impractical because it's usually like either the first thing on a Saturday or like the last thing on a Friday. And that's just like, that's ass.
Yeah.
I'm just going
to
be real.
We don't get up early enough to go to the ones on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's like watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Because that's also the day that we're doing usually the most elaborate cosplays.
Yeah.
Which is why in a tier list ranking, days at a convention. Saturday's bottom tier for me, guys. I'm gonna be real.
He's really been going off about this, guys. I don't think you understand.
I need to put it on the record. On the record, Saturday, bottom tier con day. Overhyped. Too many people.
Overhyped.
Saturday, overhyped. Way too much. That was a good whistle.
Yeah?
Yeah, you don't really do that often.
That's because I can't normally whistle.
Wow. You just whipped it out. Oh, that's like a bird call. Nice.
It's the only tone I can do.
Nice. So I don't like Saturdays. I think that Sundays can be good, but I think I'm going to go fucking crazy right now and say top tier con day, first day, Friday. Friday con.
We really got to start showing up
on
Friday.
We need to pull up on Friday. That's why I'm like, now it's just, that's my number one most anticipated day. You know, you're still getting a feel for the convention. Right? And learning about, like, how things are set up is kind of exciting.
Yeah, you're right.
So, I'm going to say that's my top tier.
So, it is time, dear, to rate the con. We have our system. 1 to 5 acrylic pins. We need to take in consideration vibe, wearability of our cosplays, panels, dealer's hall, and artist alley. These 5 factors will inform our opinion of how overall the con was.
Out of 5 enamel pins,
yeah,
with kind of piss poor prep before getting to the convention,
yeah,
I can't lie and say that everything leading up to the convention put me in a bit of like a potentially negative space to receive this con.
You were very negative.
I was very negative. It was a bit of a car ride over that I had to convince myself that it's worth trying out this convention. Which is, by the way, our first Otakon. It was our first Otakon.
Yeah, this had a very high potential for failure.
Yeah, which is what is going to make my ranking kind of crazy. For everything that we did, for basically the only day that I really got to experience this convention, I'm going to say altogether, like 4, maybe 4.25. That's what I'm going to say. Like 4 to 4.25 out of 5.
I was also going to say 4.
Yeah.
Because I know that if we had prepped better.
This could have been a 5-star con.
This could have been a 5-star con.
Deadass. Like, it could have been the best, like, for real con that we've ever been to. Because it, people were right. It does have more to do than KatsuCon.
Oh my God, it is so... There was nonstop paneling.
Nonstop paneling.
We just, like...
Insanely huge...
Voice actors.
Voice actors. Also insanely huge artist alley. We didn't even... Like, it was almost frustrating how much... We had to rush through at the end.
Ryan because, almost dropped his mic.
It's fine. They didn't see that.
Chat, can you clip that?
No. MJ's gaslighting you. I didn't actually drop my mic. MJ dropped their mic. That's a lie. This hasn't been recorded, so they get to choose. They get to choose who's right. Who won? Who's next? Who is that? All right. What would you say? You say it's 4?
I also said it was 4, yeah. Because I think... It is one of those things of it's like, wow, it was still that good and we kind of fucked ourselves.
Yeah, and even though we fucked ourselves over getting there, it was still a good convention.
Getting there, prepping for it.
Yo, there was a point in time when like your tiara fell apart.
Yeah, when we got there.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even make the... There was a point in time when, you know, we alluded to it before, like I got locked out of the garage.
Yeah, and I needed my meds. Because
for the weekend. And MJ needed meds and, like, what else did you need?
Stuff for Bulma.
Yeah, stuff for Bulma.
And I'm also like, dude, the badge ribbons.
I had to sit out there and I had to call the...
Attending.
Yeah, the attending. And they had to send a person over to open the garage. They then opened the garage and then closed it on me. I got put in that weird-ass liminal garage and I had to grab our stuff. There was no elevator. I had to grab our stuff and walk it out of there. It was.
We were only one floor down.
We were not one floor down.
Ryan, as the person who went and got the car, you were only a floor and a half down.
That doesn't feel correct. Then I felt like I was really exploring. Huh?
Then we have someone else's car.
Maybe that's the case, because I swear I was like 3 floors down. It was too much. I was like...
You made one turn.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It was terrifying.
I was like expecting to have to like walk super far down. I did not.
I might just have a thing against parking garages.
Which is weird because they're safer.
No, they are safer, but like ever since I got into the little mini accident in the parking garage, I've been very like anxious in them.
You like anxious? These. No.
All right, asshole. Yeah, 4 out of 5. I'd say good convention. Would return.
Absolutely will return. And we'll prep.
We need to like, yeah, since this was the most expensive convention we've been to in a while.
You need to pull back from KineticCon next year.
Yeah, we need to do less at KineticCon. We'll just go to KineticCon, show face because it's home con, but we need to like not worry about that.
We'll pull like $150.
Yeah, and we could, fuck it, dude, we could do one day. We don't need to go there for the all 3 days.
I want to. The badges are not that much more expensive.
I don't know. I know,
I buy all the badges.
Well, okay, buddy.
But I agree with you. I would also say it was a 4 enamel pin con. I think it really is one of those things of, one, it's so great getting to see everyone. Like, so many of our friends go. And that is such a stellar reason to go, I think, for one. I think for two, there's just, like, a lot to do. And the Washington Center is so huge.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, for every year, they're topping their record for the most people there.
Yeah, we got to walk. So this was the 30th anniversary of Otakon.
Yeah.
And they had a nice little exhibit, and you got to see, like, which voice actors were the first ones to attend.
Yeah, it was nuts to, like, look back. And they used to, in the beginning, get a lot of the Japanese voice actors.
They still do get a good number. Like, that's what Otakon is known for, is getting, like, the international voice actors.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. But we're most used to seeing the dub voice actors, and that's who we've kind of gotten like a little bit of rapport with.
Which yeah.
Is, yeah, what we're down with. But
it was very fun to see like when like Sean Schemmel, Chris Sabat, and like Justin Coco went 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I wonder if those 3 dudes had to share a hotel room, because this was back when like Funimation was 7 dudes screaming in a basement.
Man, it's so crazy to track that voice acting in its infancy.
Yeah. And also getting to see, like, when voice actors, like, first started popping up and being like, oh, I bet this was for, like, Scott Patrick Sykes was, like, there during, like, the early 2010s. And we're like, oh, we bet that's for Hetalia.
Yeah.
Because Hetalia was big then. I mean, then we
it's
got
tracking,
see,
like, the cultural moments.
Yeah. And when Brotherhood came out, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, you could see that, like, Travis Willingham and Laura Bailey and, like, all the guys from, like, Full Metal were there. And it was very interesting to see, like, kind of track the cultural zeitgeist and understanding and, like, what was the norm. And also just seeing all the different...
It's a convention that respects its history more than most conventions, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I guess it's one of the big ones.
It respects its attendees.
It did. Everybody seemed to be pretty helpful in terms of, like, guiding you around. And also... for as big and as well attended as this convention is, I never felt particularly cramped.
And also, I would like to shout out a specific cosplayer that we met at Oda this year. Steve makes cosplays. He was a wonderful Tears of the Kingdom Link.
Oh,
and he
amazing.
Has been so sweet to talk to. He has a very cute dog, and he's just a genuinely nice person. He did a wonderful version of the... Is Dendral the fire dragon?
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah, he actually has done multiple versions.
He's done multiple
of
versions
the Tears
of Link
of the Kingdom, costumes. Yeah,
and one of the ones is one of my favorite armors from the game, which is Dendral armor, which is the fire dragon, and it looks so rad.
Do you know how you get it? Because I feel like we never got it.
Yes, I do. No, now, but no, we never got it.
We never, yeah, it's weird. I wonder what this...
I really mostly focused... I think you have, like, fire immunity.
That's cool. No, that is cool. It's weird that we never got it.
Well, I was hyper-fixated on the Fierce Deity armor.
Yeah,
you and then I had to do comps and then run away to ODS.
Goodbye. Yeah, you got to beat that game exactly once and then leave.
And it was literally the night before I left.
Yeah.
And I got mad because I didn't know that Ganon had an extra health bar. Like,
yeah,
that.
And it has that weird, like, the goofy meme health bar where it goes past the screen.
Yeah, and you, like, laughed, and I was like, the fuck is this? And you're
yeah,
like, you
I
have
saw
to
it
parry.
The first time, and I was like, there's no way that's real. It was real.
And then you looked at me, and you went, you have to parry. And I went, Ryan, I've played this game 3 times. I've never learned how to parry.
Didn't you end up just, like, spamming
arrows?
Shot him. Arrows?
I spammed him with arrows.
You beat him how you always beat him.
As an archer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he can flurry rush attacks, but he can't flurry rush arrows.
No, they just hit him.
They just
doesn't have
him.
A shield.
Nope. That would have been nuts if he had. Nah, but Ganon never uses a shield.
Why would he?
He's power.
Cowards use shields.
And Link has courage. It's the courageous thing to do. Anyways, no, he's great. I definitely recommend following him.
So sweet. But yeah, oh my god, I can't wait. And we'll have another week off. And then we go to CCE!
Yeah, so the next episodes that will be coming out should be
it'll be back
to normal programming. They won't be convention reviews for a minute.
Yeah, and then it will be another convention review, and then I'll go back to normal programming again.
Bruh! So many con reviews. I wish
Yeah, but then we're off until December for cons.
I know.
I look forward to it. So we have to like actually plan.
The reprieve will be nice.
Wings. I get to make win. You get to make me wings.
I'm making you wings?
Yeah, probably.
Oh. I'm gonna have to contact the Daniel. On how.
I need to contact the Dan about how to do wigs. We'll work together and try and figure out how to make a ponytail. So, this has been another lovely episode of Cosplay Con Crunch, the podcast about cosplaying by cosplayers. I have been your host, as always, unless you ask the Eric Hates Discord, and then I'm not a host. Don't ask me to host things. But it's MJ. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok as cosplay_Cajun. Ryan, who are you?
I am Right Joy-Con Rye. You can find me on Instagram as such. Feel free to. I don't have 200 followers yet, but maybe someday. Someday
Ryan,
soon, it'd be really cute.
Ryan is shouting out the fact that I recently hit 250 followers, and I was very excited. So
no,
thank
cool.
you, everyone,
awesome.
Who has
it's
followed me in the last few months. Glad to see where this goes. It's been fun. This has been a Rocktopus Network podcast. You can find out more about them at rocktopusnetwork.com with related anime and media-based podcasts such as Eric Hates Dragon Ball Z, Eric hates Super Dragon Ball.
Jesus. It devolves every time.
Yeah. If you check out their Patreon, you'll find special bonus episodes with me and the boys. Their lowest tier is like a dollar. So I'll tell you when we release all those episodes, and then you can pay for a dollar and binge them.
Why are you telling the audience to scam them?
Because they tell their audience to scam them. They do.
Oh, Jesus.
They do, actively.
Oh, well.
If you are heading to CCE, shout us out. You can hit us up on our Instagram, which is cosplay_concrunchpod. We have some bad ribbons left, so maybe we'll hand those out.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely be on the lookout. We do have some left. We need to purge them.
Purge them so we can get new ones for Holmat.
Maybe they'll be holiday themed. All right.
Bye.